This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Stan and Me right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And, hey, tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones, your enemies, whatever, about the show. Get them hooked on the show. Get them listening to the show. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I am Joe Mason. A lot happening. I mean, the loons are loose, aren't they? I mean, all weekend long, the loons are loose. And I don't know, you know, we saw this happening last week. It started gearing up. And where's Mr. Obama? I mean, today, I realize he came out today and kind of sort of touched on it. But he really didn't talk about it. And I don't know. I don't know what's he afraid of. Anyway, I want to get right into a couple of these. Kimberly Moran's going to join me after the first break. But I've been saying for a long time that when are we going to see if you say put on your man pants, you know, people go nuts. Be a man, people go nuts. Act like a grown up, people go nuts. Be an adult. So it's like you can't correct anything anymore, although never stopped me before. So you've got these colleges and universities across the country that are offering safe spaces and counseling and puppies and popcorn and, you know, fluffy pillows and comforters and all this. I mean, seriously? The George Mason University offered a healing space for students. Right? Vice President for the University's Life, Rose Pascarell, emailed students to tell them that those feelings of despair and fear could avail themselves of a soothing folks at the school's counseling and psychological services office. I think those people need to be checked. All right? You know, I mean, really, seriously. Now, GMU was not alone. There's a collection, a boatload of schools that actually did this. And I don't know exactly the numbers of students who went to these places, who, you know, but we saw pictures of them. We saw pictures of them going out of their minds. Now, North Dakota University psychologist Professor Clay Rutledge, who writes about the unhealthy environment that has developed on many campuses in a Pope Center essay, he says colleges are promoting psychological frailty, and we should all be concerned. I love this guy already. Now, Rutledge strongly disapproves of the tendency to treat every imaginable slight or irritation of students, at least those on the left, as an occasion for intervention by school officials. You know, every time a kid feels bad, every time a person feels bad, you don't need to run in and take care of them. When did that happen? Seriously. Now, unless students are suffering from some severe mental illness, he writes, the type of pathology that would likely keep them from being able to attend and succeed in college to begin with, they should be perfectly capable of remaining psychologically healthy in the face of offensive Halloween costumes, distasteful jokes, and sensitive course material. You've raised young people. Yeah, I say you. You've raised young people that want to go to Harvard Law School but want the rape portion taken up because they find it uncomfortable. How does that play out in court, right? Your Honor, I'm sorry, I'd like to help, but can't because I was hiding in a safe space when they went over rape. And how to prosecute slash defend. Rutledge argues that when students, or when schools, treat students like fragile little glass figurines, they may actually cause the problems that they are designed to solve because they suggest to students who wouldn't otherwise feel like victims that they are, in fact, victims. Think about this. We're going to give you a safe space so you can come hide from the things that are making you feel bad. Not that you have to deal with them. Not that you need to understand them, not that you need to work through them, but you can hang out here with a puffy, a fluffy pillow, a puppy, maybe some popcorn, Pepsi, whatever. I mean, seriously, everything, it seems like everything, every feeling, every thought that's negative, we have to deal with. We have to fix. We have to make better. When did that happen? Come on, help me, because I'm not the smartest guy in the room. I've already told you that. When exactly did that happen? Rutledge is right on target and would add only that the main reason why we find so many colleges and universities going in the silly directions that they've hired a lot of needless administrators who have to find ways of looking busy and important. The notion that students must be... Now, we've heard this for years, not because of the squishies here. But we've heard for years that colleges are administrative heavy or administration heavy. I tend to agree. When I look at some of the faculty and I look at their job descriptions, I look at what they're doing, of course they're heavy. And you don't want to chase away any of the high-paying students, do you? You want to keep them there. Now, the notion that students must be protected from everything that microaggressions and cultural appropriation to the election of Donald Trump... It's actually a godsend to the administration now, isn't it? It justifies everything about them. It justifies the reason for being and for living there. This is nuts. And we've, just like we push back on this presidential election, we need to start pushing back on these liberal professors. We need to start pushing back on these liberal administrators. We need to start pushing back and get them to come back into reality, not their reality. Right? Not their Whoville reality. Real reality. Kimberly Marin joins me after the break. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. You'll listen to The Real Side on the Genesis Communication Network. Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back.
Ow.
You're listening to The Real Side on GTN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. As she does every week, Kimberly Moran joins me. Kimberly, thanks for being with me today. We have so much. I mean, there's so much tomfoolery going on out there, idiocy. I don't even know what you want to call it. I mean, anarchy from the left. How's that?
No, because anarchy means no government. The left wants big daddy government.
Oh, yeah.
I keep hearing newscasters saying, oh, it's anarchists. No, you people, anarchists don't want any government.
Well, listen, they're coming up with the rules as they go. They've decided what means what and what means how. And, you know, you've got all these, as was sent to me earlier tonight, I want to thank the, I can't remember who sent this to me, Connie, right? Sent this, this thing, of, right. So about the fact that, you know, it is against U.S. code, okay, to threaten a president with assassination. I mean, it doesn't matter whether they're joking or not. It is against code. Nothing will happen. You have major writers. You have people that own companies that have come out on Twitter. I mean, tweet after tweet after tweet, this guy needs to be assassinated. Makes no sense.
Yeah, CEO. A CEO of a company said it, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, why aren't they out there arresting these people? What's the problem here?
Well, I got to say that most of the time, if you notice where these big out-of-control riots, I call them the Clinton riots, really are taking place, are blue cities. So, you know, and you know, maybe some blue cities, I think someone told me that in Las Vegas, they don't tolerate that kind of stuff. But in other places, they just let it happen. I mean, look at Seattle. Wasn't it a select woman who said, keep fighting, shut the inauguration down? I mean, that's what you get in those cities. So you're going to get willful, wanton destruction of your cities because the little babies didn't get their way.
Well, what's really funny about that is she, and think about this a little deeper. She called for people to walk off work early, okay, go out and protest, which means that police resources have to be used. Tax dollars have to be used to protect the streets, protect those idiots that left work early. And what are they protesting? They're protesting, in essence, they're protesting a constitutional process that you can't overturn in a protest.
Right, exactly. You can't overturn it in any way, shape, or form possible. Look, you know, as far as voters are concerned, they like the process until it doesn't go their way. They wanted Trump to just accept defeat if that is what was going to happen, because that's what they assumed was going to happen. Except now, it was Clinton that was defeated, so, we can't accept that.
Kimberly.
We only meant it for you, not to us.
Yeah, Kimberly, the look at those people's faces the night that he won, I mean, as the night progressed on, you know, I put that, you saw it because you commented on that Saturday Night Live skit. And the only reason I'm not a Saturday Night Live fan anymore, but the only reason I put that up was it was so perfect. Going through the progression of the night and the look on those liberals' faces, how could this be? How could this be possible? This could be, just grasping at straws that didn't even exist, right?
Like, oh my God, like Clinton didn't win. It was pathetic. And it was across the country. I stayed up till, I think, 4 o'clock in the morning that night. The next day, and I just watching the meltdown and the breakdown was pretty incredible. You just never thought, because they live in their little, you know, utopian world we talked about before.
Yeah, there was only one commentator who basically said, you know what, we ignored middle America, we ignored those people. That are out there, that are working every day. You know, the average American, we just flat out ignored. And they did. They gave them absolutely no attention whatsoever. And Trump did. Trump went to the states that Hillary was sure were her states. They were sure that they weren't going to use them. The Dems were sure. And it just shows you how entitled the Dems feel, the Democratic Party feels, towards the working people. They don't even go out there and stroke them a little bit, you know?
It's not just that. It's not just middle America. It's not just the forgotten man. For the past 8 years, Americans in general who don't agree with Obama or the left or left-wing ideology and policies have been abused by the left. It doesn't matter that you disagreed and you had actual factual arguments to back it up. They refuse to even discuss because you disagree with them. You must be racist, a sexist, or a bigot, or hater, or anything they could think of. They would refuse to have discussions. They refuse to have an open dialogue with any American who disagreed with them. So you had the forgotten man, you know, in the working and middle classes who just wants to work and be able to provide and support their families, right? And then you have the people who are involved in politics and paying attention who were literally treated horrifyingly for the past 8 years. So, you know what? They got what they deserved.
Yeah, and they're still blaming it on everybody. But now, here's the thing I find really interesting is when you look at the numbers for the night, Everybody's focused on the presidential election for a big part here. You know, it's all about now they're saying the media actually helped Trump. Comey tanked her on purpose. I mean, it's amazing how they can't take, they're like teenagers. They can't take responsibility for the mistakes that they made. And I'm floored. I am floored. I didn't think it was this bad. I didn't think that they were in this much denial.
Joe, do you have any idea how much Democrats have lost over the past 8 years? State legislatures, the Senate, the House, across the board,
yeah,
in the country since Obama's been in office, like over 900 seats at the state level.
Well, you know what? If you think about it, like I said, they were complaining strictly about the president, and I'm thinking, you know, they've ignored everything else, right? The Republicans now have 35 governors. The Republicans now have 33 full houses that they control. 35 total when you just talk about the assemblyman types, and then you can go right down the list of where Republicans are just running the board in some of these states. So if Republicans are so bad and so terrible, how do they get elected to these seats?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, obviously these people aren't thinking because they're just ignoring everyone. And like I said from the very beginning, most Democrats are just Democrat puppets. It's a top-down. We talked about this before.
Yep.
They want pushing commuter rail in all these states. Why? Because the top is pushing it down. So they don't care about what's going on actually in their state level. They're getting the mantra and the talking points from the top, and they just want to shove it through for the state level, and they don't care that their own constituents don't want it.
Yeah, well, we got to go to a quick break when we come back. I want to beat this up some more because you are in just as bad a shape as I am here in California. You're in New England. You can't get a Republican elected there. I don't know. Jesus showed up and said, hey, he's my man. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN. We'll be right back. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
KDOW. BodyArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? Katie offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4. And now introducing trauma pads. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KatieArmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Come and take it.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What are you, a couple of nitwits?
Hold on. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Yeah, I tried those little earbuds if you were looking. And I got my headset back on. I couldn't stand them. Although they weren't cheap, but they sound bad. They sound like somebody's trying to talk to me through a tin can. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Kimberly Moran joins me, and she does every week to talk about the crazy stuff that's going on. And we got plenty of crazy stuff. We could stay on one topic and probably talk 3 hours on it tonight, couldn't we?
Yeah, we could.
The snowflakes.
Easily.
The snowflakes. Just amazing to me. Hey, Krauthammer came out with a good point tonight, and I believe this to no end, is that, you know, they got so cocky, the Democrats got so cocky with themselves as they went far left. They loaded it all up on a freight train, and they just started going forward with it, and they were shoving it down everybody's throat. And I think they just overreached too far, too fast, too hard, and that's really what sent them into a death spiral. If they had done this strategically and slowly, they might have been able to pull this off again, don't you think?
Well, they have been doing it strategically and slowly for decades. I mean, FDR started our ascendancy into hell. With his programs that he put into place. They've been slowly building upon them over the years. And I used to say how patient they were, how calculating, because they took over public education, they took over public university, you know, higher education.
Well, they're in it for the long game. I mean, they know how to.
Yeah, and they wanted to go for broke with Obama in office. They figured, oh, all these people, we know best for them, and they're just going to listen to us, and they're just going to vote for us, and we're just going to be able to, you know, totally capsize the ship, because people are just going to do what we tell them, because we're right, and they're just uneducated, redneck racists who are wrong. So they're just going to do what we say.
But I guess what I'm saying, though, is up to this point, they have taken it slowly. Like you said, if you're there, and I agree with you. These guys are in it for the long game. They could have spent another 20 years pushing this stuff through. But I think Obama got a little cocky. His team got a little cocky. And look at everything. that they tried to shove through in a relatively short period of time. And I just think, again, this vote, this election wasn't a mandate for Republicans. This wasn't a mandate that we trust Republicans. This, again, was a vote that they've been screwing us long enough. We're done with them. They don't hear us. Let's give these guys a shot. You agree with that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was a referendum against Obama and Democrats. Absolutely. You know, you saw what happened when, you know, people in 2008 gave Obama and Democrats a chance. They had control over the all three branches, right?
Right.
They gave them a chance. And look what happened. They shoved Obamacare down our throats, and we did not want it. A majority of this country still does not want Obamacare, but they did it anyway. And what did we do? We went to D.C. and we protested. We protested to our representatives. We protested all over the place. We made phone calls. We wrote emails. We were really angry, and we said, you shouldn't do this. We don't want this. This is what's going to happen if you do this, blah, 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 on and on. And what did they do? They lifted their noses up to us and said, "We know better than you little people. You're just going to take it and like it."
Well, they do that, but they do that with everything, don't they? We know better than you about the, you know, about air quality. We know better about you, you know, for what you put in your body. We know better about you, the kind of education you need. There is no more when you listen to the progressive Democrats speak. There is no more freedom of choice with them. They will tell you what you need, how you need, and when you need. Correct?
Yeah, no, exactly. And that's the problem. And people are just finally have had it because they did try to shove so much through. And then with all these crackpots trying to push gun control through, when it's clear that gun control isn't the issue in this country, you know, trying to stop law-abiding citizens from practicing their fundamental right to self-defense. They tried to push that. I mean, they tried to push all these ridiculous things through. And it's like, wait a minute, I'm a grown adult. I can make that decision for myself. And why are you punishing me because of some criminal behavior?
Yeah, I'm... Hey.
It's all across the board.
It's constant. It doesn't... With these people, it doesn't stop. And again, trying to spoon-feed us too fast and too long is really what hurt these people. Look... you got Rahm Emanuel coming out. I know you know about this. You keep up on this stuff. So he's come out, and he is reassuring the city's immigrants. Now, why they printed it that way, I don't know. He's reassuring the city's illegal immigrants that Chicago will remain a sanctuary city. And, you know, as the president-elect Donald Trump goes on to say, I'll deport millions of people, especially those who have criminal records, right? So... He's saying, I don't care what the president says or the president-elect says, we're going to remain a sanctuary city. Meanwhile, another 5 people killed this week, another 32 people wounded this weekend. I mean, it goes, this is every weekend. Last weekend, 9 killed, 42 wounded. The weekend before that, 8 killed, 36 wounded. The only thing he has to worry about is whether the sanctuary city works or not, right? I mean, really, that's the only concern he has?
Well, good luck trying to fund it, buddy. Chicago's already bankrupt as it is just with their educational system because it's just a failure because of the union. And now he's not going to get federal funding because he's a sanctuary city. Have fun with that, dude.
I am hoping that when Trump steps in, these are some of the first things he does. Look, somebody I know and like called me today and asked me some questions about what Trump is doing. He said, you know, you were gung-ho on Trump. And I said, look, first of all, I wasn't gung-ho on Trump, all right? Let's just get clear. Ultimately, he's our president. He's the best product we have at this point in time, much better than the other product. But I said they said, well, listen, he's backing down off his immigration thing. He's backing down off of this. He said that Mrs. Clinton was a good. I said, look, he just got into office. Okay, you got people burning down buildings in the street. How about we let him get the pen in his hand, get the phone in his hand, and take the oath, and then tell me what he does or doesn't do. I'm not willing to jump all over the place now because of what he says. What do you think?
Yeah, exactly. And that's what I said. You know, I'll give him a chance, just like I gave Obama a chance. And, you know, once he starts, you know, screwing up, well, then you'll hear from me.
Yeah.
But, you know, I might make commentary on who he appoints. But you can't really say anything until he actually does something. And that's not going to be until after January.
Yeah, I looked at the two appointment. I mean, again, I look at this and I say again, he's got one person from one end, one person from the other end, and he takes information from all sides. Look at a good leader does take information from all sides. You don't have to use it, We saw that with the last one. You don't have to use any of that information. But why not get the information? Why not know what the other side is thinking?
No, and I agree with that, depending on if the other side is someone who's actually good. That's the big difference.
Yeah, so...
he's not doing anything yet. He can say anything he wants right now, but until he gets in office and tries to push Congress to pass certain things, or until he reverses all of Obama's executive orders, which he can do and which should be his first order of business, until he starts reversing Obama's regulations, which should also be a first order of business, he's got to wait for Congress to act on things, too. You know, it's not like he can do that. He also needs to appoint a SCOTUS nominee.
Order
of business.
Yep, I can give you all kinds
of things on what he should do when he gets into office day one that he can do. You know what I mean? There's obviously, there's limits to what he can do. He can't just write an executive order that says repeal Obamacare.
Right.
It has to go through Congress.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. I told people this. How about you give the guy time to sit down to the chair and go through them and go see what they are and go see what's going on? I mean, he's going to hand those orders to somebody like I don't even know. He's going to Rudy Giuliani maybe and say, go through these. Tell me which ones make sense and which ones don't. I don't think it's totally good for him just to go through and wipe out every single one of them. You know what I'm saying? You don't know what's in there.
I do, but no, but. No, exactly. You know, go through them all, but who knows how many there were. But exactly, have someone responsible for going through them and saying, you know what, this one's terrible, this one's terrible, this one's terrible. Oh, this one's just naming something, whatever, that's fine. You know, go through every single one of them.
Let's not look like we're going in there just to kill everything because we hate the guy. I just think that doesn't get us anywhere. If he can go through and say, look, there were 900 of these, and I wiped out 882 of them, because, you know, there was two dozen that were pretty darn good, and we're just going to leave those in place. I think that would give him more credibility. It would make it look like we're more... I mean, look at... The American people want us to do something. They don't want us just to go in and spend the first year killing everything that Obama and the Democrats did. I don't believe that. I believe they want to see something come out of Washington, D.C. Good things come out of Washington, D.C.
They want things to be killed, but they also want... other things to be changed, like that will create jobs. Like, let's open up the Keystone Pipeline. Let's get that moving right away, okay?
Yes.
Get rid of the environmental wackos that are causing a problem. Get moving on it.
Wait a minute. Where I come from, when you say get rid of it, has a whole different meaning. Look, we got to go for a break. When we come back, we'll talk about that pipeline. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Kimberly Moran and Joe Messina on The Real Side. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
I'm the king of a rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go chick. We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Kimberly Moran joins me. She does every week to talk about what's going on in politics. And, man, we could have done 5 hours on some of the crazy stuff going on this week. Kimberly, tell people where they can find you, where they can read some of your posts.
I am at NewHamsterPoliticalBuzz.org. I'm also at the Federalist Papers Project. I'm at Granite Rock, and you can find me on Twitter at ConservativeIND.
And that's for independent, right?
Not Indiana, yes.
Yes, not Indiana, right. Got that. Yeah, you don't sound like you're from Indiana, so I'm sure there's no question there. The,
you know what's funny? Do you know what? We're talking about liberals treat people horribly. I was having a discussion years ago with a liberal, and she goes, well, what do you know? She goes, you're just a dumb hick from Indiana. Really?
But you saw that in the DNC emails. You saw that in the communications they have.
I know.
And what was that clip we played a few weeks ago where they were on a liberal campus and they were asking the white folks why IDs were racist? And every comment, did you hear that? Every comment they made was racist. Because black people don't know how to get them. You know, like, my God.
They used to go to a DMV. They don't even know where it is.
Could they know
that? I mean, I have been arguing that point for years, that Democrats are racist because they think black people are too stupid to get an ID. And, you know, they just, oh, no, we don't think they're stupid. Oh, yeah, but they can't get ID. Come on.
Give me a break.
Terrifying.
So somebody just sent me this piece, almost like it's a... it's proof that Gary Johnson could have won. Gary Johnson earned the highest third-party percentage of votes since Ross Perot. You know what? Look at what Ross Perot did when he was running for office. This is kind of a joke. So he gets 3.2% of the popular vote. And all of a sudden, this means that, hey, this could happen. This could happen for us. Really? Seriously?
Somebody sent
me a little piece about Gary Johnson, how he earned 3.24% of the vote, stating that this proves that a third-party candidate might actually be able to make a run for president. I'm thinking, God, really? Yeah. This is what we're up against. Okay. These are the kind of people we're up against, though. So
I know.
Yeah, so we were talking about some of the things that Trump would ever do. He's got over 4,000 people to appoint. These include judges, federal judges at lower level courts, which haven't been filled in quite some time. So if he does the job the way he's supposed to do, if he allows the people around him to do the job the way they're supposed to do, this could be a game changer across the country, couldn't it?
He's got to fill those judgeships because Obama filled a lot of them with left wing loons. And that will destroy the very fabric and foundation of this country if we don't get actual judges who believe and uphold their oath for the Constitution. He has to fill those. He has to get a team of people to find people in those to fill those judgeships ASAP. That is more important than anything. It's actually more important than it because a lot of them, they're there for life.
Yeah, well, that's true. And you know, the funny thing about it, constitutionally, the Supreme Court is not a lifetime appointment. It's really funny how people believe it is, but it's not. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Okay, so I want to, you know, these little wallflowers, snowflakes, whatever you want to call them, I'm getting to the point where I don't even know what to call these people anymore, right? So the Chicago protesters, they're marching through the streets, and guess what they're doing? They're calling patriotism racism. So on Saturday, a large gathering of radical leftists gathered in Chicago to march in support of the attempted coup d'etat against President-elect Donald Trump. Andrew Marcus, writer and director of Hating Breitbart, was on hand and captured some of the signage carried by the protesters. One example declared that patriotism is racism. I'm almost afraid to let you loose on this one. What do you think?
You know what? You know, tell that to the black men who fought against the British in our revolution, okay? Tell that to the black men who fought in the Civil War against slavery. You think those hundreds of thousands of white guys who fought against slavery were actually not patriots? I mean, these people, everything, if you say the sky is blue, they'll say it's gray. If you say something black, they'll say it's white. These people, it's like they live through opposite day. We are all Americans. We are all patriots as long as we're fighting to uphold the Constitution and for our country. These people are not patriots that are in these protests. Typically, they're communists or Marxists. That's who is pushing this thing. Because as I said about the Black Lives Matter movement, these people want a revolution. They really have been pushing for a revolution. But no one wanted to rise up with them because they're a bunch of old white, haggardly commies and Marxists. And that's who's pushing this stuff. And they have young, dumb kids that are involved helping to push it, too. And then you have the little snowflakes who are truly upset because they don't know the truth and they don't know the facts.
No.
So these people are doing everything possible to lie and turn everything backwards.
Oh, I love this. I'm looking at some of these other signs. America was never great. We need to overthrow the system. Yeah, you know what? Here's the part they forget. Take that sign. Go to a Venezuela. Go to a Mexico. Mexico was never great. You know, do all this stuff and see how long they last on the street. We'll see how long it takes before a government troop comes and gets them in that great country. They think other countries are so much better than this one. I think it's amazing. You know, Trump, the guy that hates everybody, right? He hates blacks. He hates gays. He hates women. Well, who ran his campaign? A woman, right? Who was one of his...
woman in history to run a winning presidential campaign.
Well, yeah, but you'll never hear that from the mainstream media, right? And then he's got... right, and he's got a couple of people he's considering for cabinet. One is an openly gay man. One's a couple of black men. And you know, you look at this and you go, wait a minute. I thought this guy was, like, phobic about everybody but old white people.
No, it's because the media took words out of context. And, yeah, some of the stuff Trump says is kind of dumb. But whatever. Don't we all know people who say dumb stuff but don't actually mean exactly what it sounds like they're saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We all have... you know, grandpa, let's face it, Trump is a grandpa. We all have grandpas that used to say stuff like that. Sweet, dear people, but they say something, it didn't sound appropriate, but they certainly didn't actually mean it's the way they sounded.
No, I know. no, you're right. Yep. No, but look, if these people walking around with the Mexican flag, right, holding it high, you know, talking about Americanism and patriotism to who? Yeah, again, I'm just going to keep falling back on my Italian heritage. You know, we didn't just wave the Italian flag. The American flag was very prevalent every place we were at. When we had Italian feasts, the American flag and the Italian flag were side by side. All that stuff. There was never an Italian superiority, if you would, because the attitude was, why would we come here if we thought Italy was so much better? These people
have
lost
it. Other people came to this country because they wanted the American dream, and they weren't getting, you know, they weren't able to do what they wanted to do in their own country. So they came here, and guess what? To this day, you can still come here, and you can have the American dream. You can start a business. You can go to school. You can own your own home. You can go from dirt poor, having nothing, to being a multi-billionaire. You can still do that in this country, although left-wing policies and regulations make it harder, but you can still do that in this country, and that's why people have come here. It's difficult in other countries to even rent an apartment because you have to have backup and proof of who you are, proof of your income, and all kinds of other things, and sponsors. I know people who have moved abroad. It's a lot easier to come here legally, and, you know, even though I realize it takes years, but it's easier to come here once you're here legally. It's easier to come here and get that American dream thanks to capitalism, what you want. Your American dream.
Oh, it would have been easier and faster through socialism. You know that. Anyway, that's what they'll tell you. Hey, listen, before we run out of time, I want to hit this story of yours about Brad, you know, Avakian, I guess it is. You know, he was the commissioner on the Oregon Bureau of Labor Industry, and he was the one that pushed that bakery, the woman out of business, forced her to pay $135,000, and something happened to him.
Yes, that horrifying official who forced that Christian baker out of business, he was running for Secretary of State in Oregon. He was ousted by a Republican.
No, impossible.
Oh, yes, Republican has held white office in 14 years.
Listen, a Republican in Oregon. I mean, come on, people have to understand what that really, really seriously means. I mean, people don't realize that just doesn't happen in Oregon. Right? The Dem could be three heartbeats away from death, and they would still vote for the Dem.
Well, in my state, in our old state, they did vote for Ted Kennedy even after he died.
No, it's just amazing.
There were votes for him.
Whatever. This is what scares me about people. They voted in dogs. They voted in, you know, criminals, the whole nine yards. Anyway, hey, we're up against it real quick. Where do people find you?
The Answer Political Buzz, the Federalist Papers Project, on Twitter at ConservativeIND.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Look, don't go far. We got an Alabama mayor who created a GoFundMe account. And I'm willing to contribute because it's to send The anti-Trump celebrities back to Mexico. Come on, we can all get on board with that. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. We'll be back in just a few minutes.